Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at Blind Bargains in CSUN 11 with Guido Corona, Director of Marketing for LevelStar LLC, and perhaps one of the most anticipated new products here at the conference is the Orion, a forthcoming Android-based note-taker PDA solution for Android. Guido, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Oh, thank you, JJ. Delighted to be here.
So where do we start? LevelStar for several years has dealt with the Icon and the Braille Plus, but you're moving forward to the next generation, I would say, right?
Yeah, that is correct. After approximately 5 years, we are furiously working on the next generation products that will supersede the Icon and Braille Plus.
Mm-hmm.
These are going to be called Orion, and Orion being that very famous grouping of stars in the evening sky, which is the brightest constellation in the northern sky. And that is because we really think that with the Orion product, we'll have really the most glamorous, exciting product of its kind on the blind market yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Orion is going to be a family of products that will be jointly marketed by and developed by LevelStar and APH. APH is still our strategic partners. And you can think of Orions as products that will do a lot of the things that Icon and Braille Plus do, but they will do a great deal more. And the great deal more is the area where at this point I have to be rather unspecific.
Right.
What I can tell you already about Orion is that these devices that you can still call SmartBook or Note Takers or Braille tablets are going to have exceedingly good Braille keyboards. One of them will have a Braille display.
Okay.
We will run...
How many cells?
18.
Okay.
18. Because we want to keep the size to something that you can comfortably
right.
put on your belt.
Okay.
Rather than have to lug around.
Sure. Okay.
We will run Android, which is really the operating system for mobile devices that is taking the world by storm. And we'll be using... not ETI Eloquence, but we will be talking through Evona, which is a new, incredibly high-quality voice. We are convinced that Evona has truly the best natural voice on the market today. And it is demanding of CPU, and our product will be powerful enough to run these incredible Evona voices without any problems. We'll now try to read a little piece maybe from a Bookshare book
okay.
and see what happens.
To authors, 2 of 3.
So,
one recent titles.
Let me
one
see in the list of recent titles that I had here.
Okay.
Let me
Library,
see.
Recent titles. Digital Fortress Tom Clancy, 1 of 25.
Okay, well, it really doesn't matter, but.
Jenny Roger B. Vexum, Digital Fortress Tom Clancy.
Let's open, for
text
instance,
reader.
This one.
All right.
And let's just let it read.
For the
it
first
just...
hour, the cryptographers seemed unaware Becker was even there. They hovered around an enormous table and spoke a language Becker had never heard. They
well,
spoke
this is
of string
quite
ciphers,
nice.
Self-designated
can it,
generators,
can it resist
variants,
at a high rate of speed?
Zero knowledge
so let's
protocols,
see what happens and speed it up.
Points. Becker observed, faster 100 to deplete Kamado slasher tilde. Drift to deplete Kamado slasher tilde.
Maybe a little faster.
Faster 100 fire damage to be faster 247. Eventually one of them explained what Becker had already surmised.
You see,
this
I can speed it up
cipher,
very
10,
nicely
text,
without
groups,
the thing breaking
and letters
up.
Representing intricate words. The cryptographer's job was
okay,
to study the code and extract
enough.
Okay. Library,
so,
recent titles.
Besides,
library, recent titles.
Besides being able to read books, obviously, from Bookshare and NLS and perhaps other repositories.
Right. I assume you just tie straight into the Bookshare API to download books.
Absolutely, yes. So we will have access once again, for instance, to the book categories and things like that, which is going to be very, very nice. But we will have, you know, a web browser and email, a nice note taker, word processor, calendar and contacts, a recorder, and all the kind of things that we love to have.
Well, the calendar contacts, et cetera, will that tie straight into the your calendar on Android? Will it tie
Yeah, that would be the idea. Okay. Yes. And then there is this suite of special applications that we will have. But what is also nice is that you will have also access to the Android environment in general. So a lot of the little applications and desktop of Android are going to be at your fingertips. And there is going to be possibility also of adding other applications from third parties.
Sure. And if, I'm guessing, you know, dealing with Android applications, it's going to work best with the applications that are designed to work with the trackpad or keyboard.
Yes, we're not terribly concerned about whether things work with a trackpad or a keyboard, because our projects will have our own perfectly accessible navigation pad.
Right.
And the input is going to be either through a Braille keyboard built into the unit, through a numeric keypad that one of the products will have, or through an external keyboard that you can connect from third parties.
Sure.
The issue is more, will the applications be accessible? So will they have appropriate labels, or are they going to have only graphic buttons?
Sure.
Under the system, we're going to have a screen reader. So the applications that are accessible or the applications that we create are going to be perfectly accessible.
Right.
And application from third parties, initially we may have some limitations.
The design of the software, and I'm guessing the way the hardware is going to be integrated, the Orion would not be available as a software bundle only, correct?
That is correct. Orion is an integrated product that will include hardware and the software that runs into it, very much like our products of old, the Icon and the Braille Plus.
Mm-hmm.
But whereas the Icon and Braille Plus really give you access only to our own environment, the Orion will also open potentially the entire Android environment to the user, which is exciting because we really want to have this products bridging the gap between the dedicated tools for the blind and the mainstream.
Sure. Do you know which version of Android you're going to be running? Or?
At this point, we are targeting Android 2.3.
Okay. All right. No, we're in the middle of an interview. It's the Level Star booth.
Level Star. Yes.
Man, it's creating lots of editing for me.
Oh, yeah.
Fun time. All right.
What else may I tell you?
Looking at the press release, the initial press release for the Orion, several partnerships are mentioned. APH, of course, you know, you guys have worked with them for several years.
Yes.
APH at this show is talking about a new GPS solution. They got a hold of the Wayfinder code. I don't know if this is going to be any relation to that or...
Well, that's a project that APH is. It's a software product that APH has. So
right.
At this point, we are not commenting on any functionality beyond this. You know, as I mentioned, there is going to be some significant functionality beyond what I have discussed, and at this point, we are not discussing.
Sure. That. Option Wireless. They do mobile broadband, 3G data, things like that.
Yes, that is one of our partners.
Okay. Any ideas yet on what some of the hardware specs are going to be? How much memory?
What I can tell you right now is that we are moving away from spinning drives in favor of solid state.
Okay.
Essentially because the 1.8-inch format for hard drive is essentially going away. And so we're moving towards a solid state. Of course, we are going to have an advanced form of internet connectivity through several wireless protocols. We're going to have Bluetooth and USB. The USB will have both a mini connector and a standard large connector.
USB 3?
So, yes. USB 3 is not available on Android at this point.
Okay.
And we are getting away completely from the little interface cable that was a source of delight for a lot of people. And so the connectivity is going to be much simpler through regular USB cables.
So would you likely have some sort of internal storage and then like a micro SD slot? Or
we are going to have a combination of internal storage and external storage. Sorry, okay. And user accessible storage.
Sure, sure. Might be a little early to talk about this, but any thoughts yet on battery life?
The batteries are going to have a very good life.
Right.
And we leave it at that right. At this point.
Is it a phone too, or is it a note taker?
As I mentioned before, it is not a note taker. We like to use the term smart book or
right.
Braille tablet.
Okay.
Simply because note takers really remind you of the note takers of 20 years ago.
Right.
As for functionality that I have not discussed, it remains not discussed.
Okay. Sure. All right. When are you thinking of a possible release date, and have you guys talked about the cost yet?
Possible release date is probably going to be during the summer time frame.
Right.
That's our wildest guess at this point.
Convention season, perhaps.
Sometimes during the summer time frame.
Okay. And have you landed on prices yet?
We are still working on the definition of the prices. What we are truly hopeful is that the prices are going to be very, very attractive.
Okay. All right.
The prices are going to be in the, you know, APH level star tradition.
Sure. Okay. There was also a couple questions from users wondering how much longer will you support the Icon as far as doing software updates and things like that?
Well, software updates, we're going to periodically probably put out fixes on things that may break from things such as the Shoutcast problem where all of a sudden, you know, we were shut out of the internet tuner. On the other hand, you know, our development team is really concentrating squarely on the development of a new platform.
Mm-hmm.
But minor updates are still possible.
Sure.
on the Icon and Braille Plus.
Okay. Any possibility of an upgrade path?
We are discussing that.
Okay.
We are discussing that.
Okay. People want to get more information, follow the development of the Orion.
The best thing is really to send an email to orion@levelstar.com. That is orion@levelstar.com, levelstar.com. Or call 1-800-315-2305 extension 1.
All right, thank you so much, Guido. We definitely look forward to actually trying this out perhaps in the future. And
thank you so very much, JJ. Really, it has been great talking to you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.